This is WTMJ at the Republican National Convention. Now broadcasting live from Media Row at the Panther Arena inside the RNC. This is The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank, the natural choice for all your banking needs. Here is your host, Jeff Sherman.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, Milwaukee. Live from the RNC. The RNC and MKE day number three. First thing all week long, we're joined by Josh Albrecht, the Chief Marketing Officer at Visit Milwaukee. Continuing to hear, kind of we talked about yesterday, almost a little bit of a mixed bag on some of the local bars and restaurants from dinner and lunch crowds. So we're going to dive in and talk to two more local business owners today on the show. We're going to pivot a little bit for the second half of the show and talk campaign strategy, specifically digital campaign strategy, with a board member from the American Association of Political Consultants. Today, we're also joined, as Steve Scafidi said, by Mark Cass, Senior VP at Team Lammy, who's been to many events at the convention this week, including yesterday's MMAC Milwaukee 7 event at AmFam Field, which had 70 different foreign ambassadors. Yep, yep. So Mark's going to tell us all about that. So Mark, convention thoughts.
Yeah. Really impressive. I mean, it is something, you know, I mean, we've heard about it for so many years. We heard about it in 2020. We heard it's coming 24. You're thinking it's this. But for those of us who've never seen one before, it's pretty impressive when you're kind of walking around and then when you're in the arena and you see the stage and you see who's walking around. And you're like, wait, I know that person. I've seen that person on TV. That's cool for the city. There's a coolness factor all week.
Yeah.
Just seeing what's going on. And I think the city's showing well. I watched it at home last night, and the, you know, art museum and the skyline and the lake, I think, are just great advertisements for the city. The other thing I said, and you know, I really mean it, is everyone I've talked to who's either with the convention or in law enforcement has been so nice.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a very friendly group. You know, we met a lot of people at the opening night event who were from Alabama. They were from Arkansas. They were from Alaska. And they all had never seen our city before. We're getting this great exposure. Now, it helps that the weather changed a little bit. It's a little nicer. We're getting that great weather for the next couple of weeks, which is awesome. I'm sorry, obviously the next few days.
Yeah.
So I think that's great. I think our city has shown well. I think it's been a very interesting week.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
just no doubt about it. Great, no. Great for the city after all these years of talking.
Right.
To see it actually here. It's got to be for you, Josh. This has got to be wonderful.
Well, yeah, it's the understatement of the year. An interesting week for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
And logistically, Josh, I know, you know, a lot of downtown workers over the last 3 days have adjusted to it and getting in and out as they needed. Found it probably a little easier after day one for sure. But from the suburban hotels and the regions around downtown Milwaukee, what are you hearing in terms of logistics and impact there?
Yeah, well, you know, all these delegates are getting bussed around. A lot of them are our teams are at many of the hotels around the area, helping delegates get on buses, get shuttled downtown, shuttled back to the hotels. This causes a little bit of delay in getting out to the restaurants or getting to explore, right? Because these delegates are getting shuttled around in large groups. But everything's been going very well. The traffic is actually surprisingly easy. I mean, I drove in on Lake Drive today, and it was maybe easier than some normal business days in the city. I think people can find it's easy to get around. The logistics have been really, the kinks have been all worked out. It's easy now. It's day three. Everybody's in the groove. So it's a perfect day to come out. If you're a local, get out, shop, do your normal routine.
Yeah,
I mean, and maybe you'll see a celebrity along the way.
I would encourage
exactly.
That because,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah, right.
I think, I mean, I've heard a couple comments this week about traffic, you know, kind of like it's no traffic.
Yeah.
You know, hop on a freeway and come downtown. See the convention, even if you don't get inside the zone. See the people out at restaurants. See the city at its best. See the flags. See the environment. You may run into a celebrity or two at a restaurant. It's just, I think people should experience this who live in Milwaukee.
Yeah, it's like,
I mean, it's like the Super Bowl. We're
exactly.
It's like,
right.
Like the Super Bowl. It's like an all-star game. It's something you're going to talk about for years. Why would you stay away from that?
All right. Very good. All right. Next up, Jake Denny, who owns multiple venues on Dr. Martin Luther King Drive, including a brand new venue out in Brookfield, is going to join us with his insights as to how the early couple first days of the RNC are going for him. This is The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank, and you're listening to WTMJ. Back to the episode. Swing presented by Horicon Bank, live at the RNC. Mark Cass from Team Lammy, Josh Albrecht, the Chief Marketing Officer at Visit Milwaukee, join us today. Jake Denny is an entrepreneur who now oversees the Sidra Group, an umbrella organization that manages investments and operations of bars and restaurants in Metro Milwaukee, RWB, which also houses Buckhead Back Bar Saloon, Lucky Clover Irish Pub, and now his company owns the brand new Elbow Room in Brookfield. Jake is in the middle of Westtown, right here in the heart of the city of Milwaukee in the state of Wisconsin. Jake, how is the beginning of the RNC going for you?
Oh, hey, Jeff. It's going interesting, I would say. It's going well so far. Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting is a word that's being used by a lot of people.
Yeah.
So kind of paint the picture for us, you know, just kind of general impressions of the first couple of days from your lens and your venues in terms of the events and a little bit about, you know, some of the lunch and dinner traffic that you're seeing.
Yeah, it's there's a main entrance that goes right into Pfizer there. So it's been like there are so many camera crews and just like people doing their podcasts. We have a patio out front of Lucky Clover, and it literally is just swarms of news people just sitting around waiting for someone to walk by. Or we had this couple for lunch that was sitting on the patio, and I think they were interviewed Monday, five times. Like they literally couldn't finish their lunches. So it's been unique in that capacity. Overall, we decided to not do lunches for the rest of the week, just because it was a little like different like that. But we opened for the happy hours at Lucky's, and that's been good. A lot of people just come and get waters and drinks. It's been pretty hot the last 2 days, and then happy hours have been good. RWB, it's all been pretty much private events. So we have some booked every day. The 3 to 6 time frame has been different delegations doing. They're kind of hosting VIP. I got to meet Mike Pompeo yesterday.
Nice.
He had done a speech for the Kansas delegation. Today we have Serbians for Trump, which is a Serbian group. They're busing people from 51st in Oklahoma to come and hang out and see it. It's been really interesting. Riley Gaines was walking down the street, and my wife was outside and took a picture with her. You know, so it's been a very surreal, like doesn't typically happen on a Tuesday. type of
really?
Stuff.
Really? Not Milwaukee? Come on now. That happens every week, Jake. Come on.
not as much, right? Right? So that's been it's been interesting. And it's you know, everyone was worried about protests and stuff. Like the parade came by on Monday and it was pretty well maintained or controlled in a way. Like they didn't just sit and park. It's been a weird mix of just sightseers and just people from different countries.
How have your employees kind of dealt with the logistics of parking and getting around? Do you make those arrangements in advance well enough?
Yeah, kind of. It's been a lot of moving parts on that. Like, you know, there's really one checkpoint on State Street that you can come in, and they have, you know, the dogs and the mirrors, and they check your whole trunk and they do all that stuff. So basically what it ended up being is parking over by Water Street, kind of like AJ Bombers. There's been some parking that's been open there. So pretty much all the service industry people have been focused like, hey, go park over there. There's virtually nobody who usually comes downtown and offices down here. So, you know, other than, dealing with this past weekend with, Bastille Days, really kind of taking up that part of the East Town. Now anything pretty much east of the river is fairly open for parking. So they've been doing that and then walking over the footbridge. You can just walk into the soft zone. I mean, they kind of check you a little bit, but it's not like the hard zone, which is pretty much a military fort. So, yeah, so it's been not too bad.
What about your new place in Brookfield? Are you seeing any increased activity out there?
I haven't in a way I can quantify. I mean, we've been, you know, we're new, it kind of reopened, busy. The community's really excited about it. So I don't know if you can do busier, you know, type of a thing. Like I've been fortunate out there with the, you know, other than the weather. But yeah, it's been nothing gaugeable.
Yeah.
So,
you've always been a huge advocate for the nightlife and entertainment scene in the greater Milwaukee area. I mean, in general, just from an umbrella lens, Jake, what do you hope that comes out of the conference for Milwaukee, and what are you looking forward to for the rest of the summer?
Well, from my perspective, like RWB is usually closed Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, right? And I have these big parties of people coming to the city. You know, everyone is saying how beautiful Milwaukee is. Like, they couldn't believe it. It's always that, I can't believe, you know, it's like this. It's kind of like we keep this secret that just, I'm like, it's not a secret, you know? It's like, I've been screaming this since high school, you know? But it, the number of cameras, like, we had, like, Spanish reporters outside, like, international people. Like, there's nonstop camera crews on, you know, Martin Luther King area, the 3rd Street thing, nonstop. Like, they literally have them outside Cheese Mart. So the amount of publicity we're getting, like I said, last Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, it was quiet downtown. There was nothing going on, right? So now I have... It's thousands of people.
At Visit Milwaukee, we've said that. We've said a ton that this is one giant commercial.
Yep.
And the mayor's been seeing it too. This is the start.
Yeah.
So we get use this commercial and go.
Right. I had the Ingram angle in last night, just filming Fox News. I couldn't pay for that. I mean, I'm a small little bar, right? Isn't that crazy?
That's cool that stuff's happening just kind of naturally. That's the best part of this.
All right, Jake, I appreciate you taking time out of your day to spend some time with us here on the Upswing live at the RNC.
Yep.
We'll get down really soon, a couple steps away from us. Coming up next, Coming up next, one of the managers from Drink Wisconsin believe if there's a place in the hard security zone that's seeing increased activity from all angles, it is definitely Drink Wisconsin believe. This is the Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank.
Now, if you're in Milwaukee and you can't get into the convention, there is an official convention watch party every day this week at a local pub called, and this is true, Drink Wisconsinably. Lovely. Bravo. Truly.
Welcome back to the Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank, live at the RNC. Without a doubt, each and every night, the official convention watch party is hosted by the RNC and located at Drink Wisconsinly Pub within the hard security zone at Deer District. Nick O'Leary, the operations manager at Drink Wisconsinly, joins us. Nick, thanks for taking time out of your morning. I'm sure you were up late last night.
Absolutely. It's been a wild week.
Yeah.
4 a.m. That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Were you up till 4 a.m. at the bar?
No, we're not seeing the 4 a.m. business the early part of the week. I think maybe tonight and tomorrow when the parties get a little more intense, people will be out later, but we're still seeing like the 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock hour.
Okay. I mean, that's still pretty intense for me, so that's a good.
Yes, yes. So kind of paint the picture for us in terms of how the week has been so far for you, in terms of the preparation to kind of scale with the increased crowds and density into your place.
I mean, it's thick. It's busy. We anticipated a lot of people during the day, but this is more than what we imagined. And there's just massive crowds. I mean, Monday wasn't supposed to be as big of a day as we thought, but with the announcement and Trump being at the convention with all the speeches, there's just people out everywhere all day long.
Yeah. And from a business standpoint, I'm sure you kind of weighed the benefits of, hey, should we be closed to the general public and open just to convention goers? I'm guessing that's paid off for you, but was it a risk going into it because you didn't know what to expect?
A little bit, but I think with our, you know, where we are as proximity to the event, it was a no-brainer to be in that small circle because there isn't a lot of options over there because most of the other spots are all bought out. So anyone that leaves on recess just comes over by our place and starts drinking old fashions and spotted cows and, you know, enjoying the Wisconsin experience.
Yes. So what's selling and not selling
for
you? I
don't know. How many spotted cows have you sold this week?
We've gone through 5 kegs in 2 days. We actually had to order more last night.
That's a lot of spotted cow. I love that.
So it's definitely the word of mouth amongst all the travelers that are talking about spotted cow for sure.
How many old fashions have you sold?
Quite a few. A lot of our slushies, because the weather's been so hot, so people are trying to cool down. Everyone's running in for the AC and drinking some slushes. And one of our Drink Wisconsin cocktails, too, our new vodka cocktails. Everyone's enjoying those.
How many Spotted Cows do you think are going home this week?
Sucked,
kind of tucked in the suitcases. I mean, at the airport, you're
going
to see
them will
all,
be cleaned out.
All piled them up there.
I mean, I'm seeing people walk around with six packs because it's you know, that talkability factor is strong for sure.
So yeah, it's a good week for the Wisconsin economy.
Yes. In terms of the watch parties, how are those going with kind of spillover crowd that is not at Fiserv for you?
Yeah, they all leave and come in. It's almost like a Bucks game where the event business afterwards, like, we're at capacity. You know, it's standing room only, shoulder to shoulder. People are really happy. Everyone's, you know, having a good time.
All right, very good. Well, what's anything else special on tap for the rest of the week other than just serving the crowd and continuing in the sunshine and smiles?
That's pretty much it.
All right, very good. Nick O'Leary is the operations manager at Drink Wisconsinly Pub each and every night, hosting the official RNC watch party. Nick, congratulations, and continue to serve people from around the world all week long. Welcome back to The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank, live at the RNC. So, think about the last time you scrolled through social media, or you looked at a national news site or an app you were reading. Chances are you probably got a political ad that was perfectly aligned with your views, or perhaps one that maybe even outraged you a little bit, right? Talking to a lot of political consultants, delegates, and just campaign strategists this week at the RNC, I thought I had to figure out a way to get more information on targeted digital advertising and how the campaigns work from a strategic level to reach voters with digital ads, because it's art, it's science, and it's technology. Campaigns and groups work to reinforce their messages to convention goers too, right? Everyone here at the RNC may be getting specific advertising based upon where they're going or who they're talking to. So there's a lot of different things in this modern era of digital advertising. I wanted to figure out what it means specifically for campaigns. I've spent a bunch of years in the digital ad space, still do some work there. So I'm excited today to have Jackie Ubing, who is the VP of Candidates and Causes at Basis Technologies in Chicago, join us. Basis works with political candidates and causes to bring positive results to their digital campaign goals, political agendas, and cause-related initiatives. It's a highly divisive campaign world we live in, right, Jackie? So I'm excited to talk to you about the challenges and opportunities around digital advertising. How are you this beautiful morning?
Wonderful. Thank you so much for having me, Jeff. And while Basis is located, headquartered out of Chicago, I am sitting in a very humid Washington, D.C. today. So I hope the weather is nicer in Wisconsin, in Milwaukee.
It is. You know, the humidity has subsided a little bit on day three here at the RNC. It is beautiful. It is Chamber of Commerce weather here in downtown Milwaukee. It's absolutely perfect.
Absolutely. Love it. It sounds like the crowds are really fired up there.
Yeah, without a doubt. A lot of people walking past even as we speak. So give us a general lens into how you work with campaigns today and kind of what are some of the biggest challenges to reach voters in the digital space.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been in this space since 2006. Don't add up the years to figure out my age, but seen a lot of changes over that time. And right now, it's really just about campaigns continuing to fundraise, right? Because they need the funds, and then what to do with those funds, and what that perfect funnel or media mix looks like from your traditional to your digital, who owns what, where connected TV fits, which I know we're going to talk about a bit more because that's a real hot topic, where text messaging comes into play, where social, whether that's Meta or TikTok or even Google search, still fits into the ecosystem. So it's a real fine, delicate balance, and also really keeping in mind the approach that maybe too much targeting is over-targeting and you're missing your voter, especially this year. So it's just there's a lot of trial and error, but the good thing is in digital, that's very quick. You know, you don't have to wait for a TV to add a run from, you know, Tuesday to Monday and then figure out what that looks like. So we're able to get those real-time results and make those adjustments.
Mm-hmm. How do you work with conventions, obviously like the RNC right here in Milwaukee, to target and reach convention goers? What does that strategy look like?
Sure. That strategy, you know, most likely started, you know, a week or so out, really getting the message out there on other channels. And then as we approached this weekend and people started landing in Milwaukee and getting to their hotels and getting ready for the convention, geofencing, right? Think about your phones. Every time you call an Uber or a Lyft, every time you look at your weather app, you're allowing it to look at your location, and it's sending that ping as to where your device is, right? So we're able to work with companies that gather those pings, those locations, and say, okay, this device is at a hotel within walking distance of the convention, or, hey, Jeff's at Radio Row, and know that we can then target those devices, even though we don't know it belongs to you, we know your device, a device is there, send that device ads, that messaging, whether that's, hey, swing by Jeff's booth to talk about more about political advertising, or, hey, what are your thoughts about J.D. Vance, or, hey, learn more about Trump's agenda and things of that nature. And you move that quickly. You can say, you have it categorized by day. Hey, day one, here's what the theme of the convention is going to be, day two, and just kind of engage people in that real-time environment.
All right, Jackie Ulbrig joins us from Basis Technologies. When we come back from the break, what does the average voter need to watch out for with digital advertising? This is The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank, live at the RNC. Live from the RNC, we are presented by Horicon Bank. Jackie Ulbrig is the Vice President of Candidates and Causes at Basis Technologies. She's also a board member at the American Association of Political Consultants. Jackie, again, thanks for taking time with us this morning.
Absolutely.
As we look at the digital advertising space for campaigns, how are you leveraging AI, machine learning, to optimize campaigns, but also kind of just looking at the ethical lines with the technology?
Oh, Jeff, with the hard questions. I think that's something that needs more attention from our space this year and beyond. You know, AI and machine learning is not something that's new to the advertising space, right? It's been here for a while since programmatic came in and, you know, DSPs became wildly successful across the board. So that's, you know, using AI and machine learning in that respect is just to have an extra set of guardrails, if you will, optimizing to what ads are performing well, if they're resonating, are they getting clicks, are they getting views, things of that nature. I think where AI becomes a little scary or something we need to keep an eye on is the creation of the ads. It's one thing to use AI to create the script for the ad or things of that nature. It's another thing when you start using deepfakes, when you're showcasing someone in an ad that's not actually there and putting words in their mouth and not sourcing that you're using AI. I think there's a lot of legislation in our space that still needs to be looked at and come out, but that seems to be the one piece of it that, in my opinion, can be confusing for voters.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, leveraging the data on the back end with AI is effective. But in terms of the ad formats and platforms, there's a lot of game changers out there, you know, campaigns using TikTok and other platforms. But how does the average voter discern that, hey, this is a real ad, when some of the the ads on in the digital space aren't marked in the same ways as traditional advertising.
Yeah. I will say at Basis, we hold our clients to a different level, if you will, requiring for them to put who paid for the ad and information within when you click on the ad or scroll over an icon on the ad. So we're trying to get ahead of that as an industry leader. I think it's really on the voter to do their due diligence. If you see something and it, you feel like it may not be right or like anything else is too good to be true, do your research. Read the articles by trusted sources and form your own opinions that way versus just relying on the rhetoric in some of these ads.
What are some of the approaches that are being taken in terms of the true transparency? Like you said, it's making sure that all the ads are marked effectively and sourced effectively, mm-hmm. and also are served on legitimate websites that yep. you are aware of the content, right?
Correct. So there's brand safety has been something that we've all been talking about in this industry for a long time, but there's definitely additional safety factors you can ask your ad vendor to help you with, whether you're pulling your own levers inside a DSP or you're working with someone managed service. Ask them, hey, what sort of safety parameters are you putting on this campaign? Can you make sure that we are staying away from not safe for work content, alcohol, drugs? We want to make sure that, you know, X, Y, and Z happens and we're not around that. Or you can say, hey, this is a really important issue to us, and we want to make sure that our ads are showing up, you know, 90% of the time that this issue is mentioned in, you know, on different websites. So there's two ways to that brand safety, whether really zoning in and leveraging it or making sure that your stuff is staying safe. And we're seeing across the board that a lot of partners are already doing that, but you've got to ask the questions.
Yeah. All right. Creating effective, safe digital campaigns for politicians and causes. Jackie Ubig is the Vice President of Candidates and Causes at Basis Technologies in Chicago, although she's in Washington, D.C. today. Jackie, I appreciate you taking time, and best of luck in Chicago with the DNC.
Thanks. And I just real shout out. I'm a Packers fan, so go Pack, go.
Go Pack, go. This is The Upswing presented by Horicon Bank. Welcome back to The Upswing presented by Horicon Bank live at the RNC. Joined now by Jeremy Janine, who is the president and co-founder of Urban Milwaukee. Jeremy, thanks for joining us from upstairs at Wisconsin Media Row.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, all right. So what kind of paint the picture of the atmosphere and mood for Milwaukee residents during the convention, especially those that aren't directly involved with the convention? Kind of what are you seeing in the neighborhoods?
So two interesting things are happening. One, I'm wearing my badge around my neck every time I leave the convention area. Very rarely I'm getting stopped. And when I do get stopped, it's, wait, what's that for? Yeah. And I'm amazed that people aren't seeing these people in yellow. And I'm talking about I'm going home to Bayview and people are looking at me a bit weird. And occasionally they're asking and then they're like, oh, yeah, the RNC. On the flip side, Monday night, days are just a concept at
yes,
this point.
Yes, they really are.
Clearly, my neighbors were plugged in because as I was walking across the floor with the delegates, I got multiple text messages of, hey, is that you I see on MSNBC? So there's definitely an interest in it. I've gotten lots of questions from friends and family about what's happening, what's the environment like.
Right.
My brother made sure to come down last night and kind of check out the outside of the security perimeter.
Yeah. I mean, as we were talking with Visit Milwaukee and Jake Denny and Drink Responsibly earlier in the show, I think there's kind of been a mixed bag in terms of, you know, the expectations for increased traffic at bars and restaurants. Some have scaled back hours. Some have increased late night hours. What are you hearing and seeing in terms of bar and restaurant owners?
Well, last night was a Tuesday night, so I kind of think we're at this put up or shut up point where we're going to find out tonight whether people are going to go out. And I think a lot of what we're seeing is people that are associated with the convention are going out. They're going to their events, though. They're not going just anywhere and everywhere.
Right.
So there's winners and losers.
Yes.
I think we'll see that change tonight if media members all of a sudden are like, oh, I've been working 15-hour days, and now I'm going to get cut loose.
Yeah, yeah. I think, and people, you got to remember that it's a convention, and you go from kind of your hotel to the convention space and back, no matter what city you're in. But once you get out of the perimeter, there's a lot to take in, for sure.
Absolutely. I've been talking to lots of journalists from out of town. Every time we can ask them, everyone is excited. Milwaukee journalists I talk to, that so many people are here and they're able to interact with so many people. They're also all very tired, and I expect they're just going to go crazy tonight or tomorrow night.
All right. How's your store doing over just outside of the perimeter?
So we're right by the Pfister Hotel. Yep. Things are okay right now.
Okay.
But I'm kind of waiting with a lot of different festivals, not just the RNC. There are days that are really good, and there are days that are not so good. And it's just a fluky thing that happens, so I'm waiting to cast judgment for this next 2 days.
All right, biggest story you found so far? We got about 30 seconds.
Oh, biggest 30 seconds? Oh, man. Well, I thought it was interesting. The story I'm working on now is Jon Stewart last night said The Daily Show was canceled in part because the Marcus Center was going to be on the hard security perimeter. It's not, so I thought that was an interesting claim to make.
Interesting.
It's disappointing that The Daily Show is not here. I thought that was going to be really interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people were really excited for that. And obviously Bill Maher canceling too. Had similar sentiments, but he's already rescheduled, which will be great.
Yep, he'll be back.
All right, Jeremy Janine, president and co-founder of Urban Milwaukee. Best of luck with the rest of the convention, and I'm sure we'll see you soon.
You as well. Thank you.